the first use of valve in a shunt for CSF diversion was first used in 1907 in Greifswald, Germany, by Dr. Erwin Peyer. Peyer was originally from Austria. He is considered as an extraordinarily gifted surgeon, experimental scientist, scholar, and a mentor. He was born in Innsbruck in 1871 and attended medical school there. Following graduation, he moved to Vienna and worked at the pathological anatomy department. From there, he then moved to Graz, where he worked with the famous surgeon Karl Nicola Doni. In Graz in 1899, he received his habilitation. From Graz, he then moved in 1907 to Greifswald as the chief of surgery there. He was there for 3 years before he moved to Königsberg as the professor of surgery. He was in Königsberg for a year and then moved to Leipzig as the chief of surgery at Leipzig. He was in Leipzig from 1911 to 1937, a 26-year period of amazing achievements. His junior surgeons and trainees, in turn, became leaders in various fields of surgery. His protege, one of his proteges, is the legendary Professor Herbert Oliver Kronau from Sweden. Peyer's contribution to surgery was wide. There are many eponymous terms and instruments after him. The Peyer's test is used to test for injury to the medial meniscus of the knee. Peyer's disease is a kink in the splenic flexure, causing pain in the left upper quadrant and sometimes pain in the left chest and left arm, mimicking a heart attack. Peyer's sign is when you press on the soles of the foot, patient experiencing pain, this is a non-specific sign of DVT. Peyer was the first one to use ozone as an antiseptic in theatres. He is also named for the instrument Peyer's pylorus clamp, which is used to clamp the bowel when resecting distally. As for his pioneering work in the shunts, in the shunt, this happened, as I mentioned earlier, in 1907. He had a 9-year-old girl with hydrocephalus. He used saphenous veins with preserved valves as a shunt to create a ventriculo-sagittal sinus shunt. Following this shunt, the patient somewhat improved, and 6 weeks later, he repeated the same operation on the opposite side. However, this time, there was complication with wound healing. Patient recovered from this. However, 7 months later, patient had meningitis and passed away. At the autopsy, it was noted that the saphenous vein shunts were patent and there was no retrograde flow of blood into the veins or into the ventricles. The veins were also in the place where they had been implanted. A year later, he had a 16-year-old patient with hydrocephalus. For this patient, he used formalin fixed paraffin impregnated bovine artery as a shunt. In this case, he shunted from ventricle to interhemispheric fissure, and the patient did well. The shunt functioned for 11 years. Dr. Pyer contributed to neurosurgery in other areas as well. He used elderberry stems as capillary drainage of brain abscesses. He also used absorbable magnesium threads in vascular and nerve surgery. He also treated trigeminal neuralgia. He anesthetized the maxillary division of the trigeminal nerve. During the First World War, he dedicated himself to the management of neurotrauma and burns patients. So therefore, Dr. Irwin Pyer, who was one of the famous surgeons of the 20th century, got the shunt valves going through his ingenious and pioneering surgery.